morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The U.S. and China have about a month to head off an all-out trade war that is likely to cost American farmers dearly. The U.S. and China both now have their lists ready in a spat over China's theft of U.S. technology. No surprise, the Chinese have included politically sensitive U.S. soybeans, plus frozen beef and cotton after boosting tariffs earlier on U.S. pork, fruit, and ethanol. But the U.S. won't pull the trigger on its list until after a 30-day public comment period set to end in late May, prompting a top Chinese commerce official to say that China wants to resolve the dispute through dialogue and the timing of China's list depends on U.S. action. That gives longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley hope that President Trump may take a step back, as he did with others on steel and aluminum tariffs.
There's a step back with South Korea because we were going to impose those duties on South Korea. And they agreed to let more cars into South Korea.
Grassley and other Midwest lawyers have been pressing the administration for months to tread cautiously. But Grassley, just back from China, slammed the Chinese for stealing U.S. technology. Listen.
But they were very adamant that there's no government policies to promote and encourage that. And let me say this. As far as I'm concerned, that's an outright lie.
Grassley says the Chinese know exactly what's going on. They're forcing U.S. firms in China to hand over trade secrets, hundreds of billions worth, or be kicked out. But U.S. producers are becoming hostages in the fight. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue tells reporters the administration is readying countermeasures.
Action will be taken here. We're not going to let farmers be sacrificed on trade wars.
Perdue isn't ready to describe what actions, with internal talks ongoing. Grassley says farm subsidies could be triggered if prices fall too low. Major farm groups are calling for a strong farm bill, but that's now hung up in a House dispute over tougher food stamp work requirements. In other news, the Department of Agriculture on Wednesday announced it will prioritize two key grant programs to address opioid misuse in rural communities. Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Hazlett, says the focused investment will target USDA resources to be a strong partner to rural communities in building a local response to the opioid epidemic. USDA is reserving $5 million in the Community Facilities Grant Program and is giving priority to distance learning and telemedicine grant program applications, proposing projects to address the opioid epidemic in rural communities. USDA points out that the National Center for Health Statistics estimates that nearly 64,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2016. More than half of those deaths involved opioids, including prescription drugs and heroin. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 5th, live on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV's Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,800 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 9,850 calves on cows. If you'd like details on when an estimated lot will sell, or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.